drinking?
No. Well, 10 beers.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Come get another beer. You want one?
Now, whose ass I got to kick to get myself a beer?
Welcome to Big Funny Hit, show 35. We're here with Schlafly Beers out of St. Louis, Missouri.
That's right.
And we have Susan the Beer Babe.
Yep. And she's consented to join us.
I'm here.
And that's Rick and Dick, as always.
That's right. And we finally remembered to turn the mics on because we've just gotten lost in the beverages already.
We've been yapping away for the last half hour.
Lost a half hour of good audio that you could have heard had you been here. But
I think the topic we were leaving off on was we need a rap song.
Yeah, we do.
Got my money on my mind on my money.
That's exactly right. And I was saying one of my very favorite songs in the entire world is a bluegrass version of Snoop Doggy Dogg's Gin and Juice. And it is so good. I can't think of – I know it is not Hasey Dixie that did it because we always feel like it is, and it's not. Like, for a long time we were saying it.
Hasey Dixie was a bluegrass band who originally covered AC/DC, hence the name Hasey Dixie. But then they went to Led Zeppelin, and I think they did some Prince covers, and I've seen a couple of their albums. So it's not them.
But
we don't know who it is.
Because we used to always say it was them, and then I think we found out that we were wrong.
So we're going to build up this music and then not going to play it.
Well, I think you better find it and play
it. Well, if I could find it, I'll play it. So if it shows up,
we've
play
got it.
Somewhere. If it doesn't, it didn't.
We will play it at some
point. No show snacks. Say that three times.
No, I know.
Fast. No show snacks tonight.
And we're half in the bag already.
Yeah. We did a little video segment.
Because we did another video segment. We did the cooking segment last show, and the link to that is on the website. You have to go there to find it, where Rick is cautioning me against sucking up your bandwidth just to drop down my video fumblings. And so we did a...
Those are your quesadillas, right?
Quesadillas. Yeah, good stuff.
Oh,
the smoked salmon quesadillas.
Well, you know, Tom has these four great uncles that are all bachelors.
Wait, are they that good?
They are great.
Or they're great uncles.
Are they confirmed
uncles.
Bachelors?
They're not just good
are they
uncles.
Living the bachelor lifestyle?
No, wink, wink.
This sounds like a comedy on the WB.
This is four great uncles. Okay, this is really funny.
Tom's
from an Italian family. His grandmother, Agnes, is the oldest sister. There's like 10 of them, but only 5 of them are still around because Agnes is probably 90.
Agnes is such a great old name.
And her
so Italian.
And her younger brothers, there's 4 of them, never got married, and they all live together in a house on Quince.
So when you say younger, they're like 80s?
Yeah, one's like 85,
and
one's
they live
like 82.
In Memphis.
Yes, one's like 78. And then the baby, Buddy, is like 72 or something like that.
Do they like still to this day punch him and push him around and stuff?
Little Buddy, yeah, of course. So these four great uncles, everybody calls them the boys. The boys live in this house.
The boys.
On Quince.
The wrinkled boys.
And it's almost like you walk into a fraternity house because when Tom finished college, his dorm refrigerator, they said, "Do you have one of those dorm refrigerators? And we'd like to have it." And he was like, "Okay, what are you going to do with it?" They have the dorm refrigerator sitting in the den. So that they, like, next to the couch so they can just reach in there and grab beers while they're watching UT football games.
Do they have a kegerator, or is it just a bottle of beer?
Just beer.
We gotta go.
You gotta check out
the
boys.
Great uncles.
We want to party with them.
You know what? It gets even better because the boys are huge UT fans. They didn't go to UT. They didn't go to college, but they are obsessed with UT. And, like, in their – so they've lived in this house together.
You see that a lot around here.
For, like, 50 years together, of course. And in their den, they have, like, big UT posters, and pom-poms are on the fireplace mantle and stuff. And so...
Did they ever do, like, little routines with the pom-poms?
Not that I know of. However, you never know after a few of those beers. But anyway, so one of them, Sam, has been dating this woman, Clarice, for I think it's, like, 52 years. Seriously, it's, like...
Do you think it's going to work out?
It should make an honest woman out of her.
They do not want to rush into anything.
No.
Sam and Clarice have been dating... I can't remember if it's a couple years less than however old Tom's dad is or a couple of years older than his... I don't know. It's in the
50s. It's been a long time.
Yes. They have been... Never got engaged, never lived together, just dated. But Clarice, like, comes to all the family functions, you know.
She does what?
She...
Clums.
Yeah, clums and clums, whatever
she said
that is.
Clums. That's the La Madite talking. But more about that later.
Oh, that's a wonderful beer.
So anyway, my point is, if you've been dating a guy for like maybe 22 years. You might give up. You know, don't hang around for 50 years. Chances are he's not going to give you the ring.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to make an honest woman.
No, not at all.
We love Clarice.
And then they're going to start talking about kids.
Yeah, really.
And then come to realization, oh, we're too old.
Yes. Yeah, so
well, maybe if
boys.
You got the prenup.
So,
yeah, there you go. There you go.
So
word.
So how did we get from there? We were talking about bluegrass, and now we're talking about the boys.
Well, we're
the
talking
boys.
About rap when we first opened up.
I know.
But let's talk about
Our beer.
Schlafly's.
Is that
we started with a Pilsner?
Schlafly or
I have
Schlafly?
No idea.
It looks like Schlafly.
Okay. Our rule is we're going to mispronounce it 50% of the time, so that half the time we're right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
so you say Schlafly, I'll say Schlafly.
Okay. Good enough.
Susan, you can pick a pronunciation, and one of us will be right some of the time.
Schlafly.
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
No, and so we're
these are gifts from Kenny's dad. I want to thank you.
I'd say Schlafly.
Absolutely.
If he's listening.
And these are
greatly appreciated.
We're enjoying a Pilsner, right? You started a Schlafly.
This golden-colored, medium-bodied lager has plenty of German and Czech hops for smooth bitterness and aroma. And what do you think?
It's good.
Mine's
very,
gone.
Very smooth.
It's been gone
for a bit. You know, Pilsners, I typically sneer at a Pilsner because it's so close.
Yeah, but I think that these are the
beer.
Old style.
This
Pilsners.
Is an old style, and it's brewed good. It's got
this
a lot of
like
taste.
This is like pre-prohibition period Pilsners.
Very good. So. I mean, it's an easy drinking beer, and like you say, yours is gone.
I'm fixing
Susan's
to move on.
Susan's is gone. Mine's about to be gone.
Wait,
I'm fixing to move on to the Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. Or any of countless other pronunciations. And while we're doing this, I will say that while we're tapping into that, go to the website, click on the link, and download our promotional video that we just did for La Maudite.
Everybody loves La Maudite.
Who doesn't love a good beer? And
we
did this for our buddies at the Beer Report because they like La Maudite, as episode 15 will tell you. At the Beer Report, and I know we're cross-promoting again. But
everybody loves a cross-promotion.
That's right.
Everybody.
So you get to see us. Go take a look. It's us at the trailer park. You can see the creek behind us.
The creek.
You can see all the little half-naked infants running around.
Yeah, barefoot.
Dick, you're trying to put on airs calling it a creek. We all know it's a crick.
I know. Well, I'm trying to be uptown, you know.
Although I believe that crick is actually more Midwestern. I don't hear anybody down here say crick.
Yeah. Well, see, I said root cellar the other day. Mm. Yeah, I know.
Well, my dad is from Iowa, and they called a crick up there. So I'm thinking if they called a crick, we don't call it. We call it a creek, I would think.
Now, Susan, we've got a Hefeweizen or something here, and this is, we told you before, a typically unfiltered wheat
beer. Very yellowish.
It is. This is probably the
almost
lightest.
Almost like a sample.
It's like the lightest looking.
Thank
Hefeweizen. are you diagnosing based on the sample?
I'd say it looks like you need a little more hydration. It looks a little dehydrated.
Well, this is
a when you're going down to see if you're knocked up.
The
rabbit's going to die.
Yeast.
Oh, wait. I just had that first little.
All right. Now I'm taking a whiff, and I'm not smelling nanners and cloves, which is what you're supposed to taste. The whole thing is bananas and cloves. It's
banana?
The signature of a Hefeweizen. I don't smell it.
The website has some important information about their bottled Hefeweizen.
It comes in a bottle. Always a good
thing. It's an unfiltered ale. This means yeast and proteins are present to give it an opaque appearance. Unfortunately, and no thanks to Isaac Newton, gravity takes its toll and causes the yeast and proteins to settle to the bottom. Therefore, it is necessary to shake the bottle as hard as you can before opening.
It
just kidding.
Shake as hard as you can.
No,
you're supposed to roll
kidding.
It, right? Do they tell you to roll it?
The last episode we did, we were supposed to swirl it.
Yeah, swirl it or roll it to get the proteins.
Swirl in a manly fashion.
Yeah, yeah, swirl. That's right. Man up and swirl that bottle.
Pour a bit of the bottle into your glass and gently swirl the bottle in order to obtain that distinctive look we've all come to know and love.
You know,
well, I got to tell you, this is the least Hefeweizen tasting Hefeweizen I've had.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not a bad beer.
If you're drinking out of the bottle, don't worry.
It's a bad
beer,
but it's not.
I'd say anytime your beer comes with instructions,
it's
kind of too complicated. Yeah. I like the old open drink. Not
repeat.
Pour at 45 degrees. It's too complicated.
Repeat till bottle is empty.
Yeah, drinking and reading. Come on, it's too much.
Well, now what do y'all think though? I mean, Rick, you know,
I like it. I like it. It's not my favorite Hefeweizen.
I like the
though.
Beer, yeah. But it's. I don't.
I mean, I think Paulaner makes a better one, and
it's a tasty beverage.
Weinstein, whatever.
Hefeweizen's a real good outside hot summer day because Hefeweizen's. A lot of people serve these with a slice of lemon.
Mm, right?
Float it in there, squeeze a little. But it's a real, you know, refreshing beer. So this is a good beer on a hot day.
Now, one thing I want to say about Schlafly is they're up there in St. Louis, Missouri. Who else is there?
The Cardinals?
Yeah, the Cardinals. And I know doctors there.
Oh, let's think along the lines of beer.
Oh, me.
And, yes, Dick.
That would be, is it Bush?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri. The is it Anheuser-Busch?
Budweiser.
And we went to the gardens there last summer.
That would be the Busch Gardens.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, we took the kids to the
you know,
old
with the Clydesdales
place.
And all that.
Did they ride, did they do the Clydesdale ride?
Yeah, of course.
Did you see the cute commercial with the little baby Clydesdale? And he wanted
the Super Bowl?
He wanted to push the wagon. It's so cute.
I hadn't seen
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so these guys are surviving in this region. That's Budweiser territory.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So good for them.
And they have it on their box in huge letters. And I was trying to think, why do they have it so big? Brewed in St. Louis. And they spell out Saint. They're so proud of that. And you just put your finger on it. They're in there competing against the mega conglomerate.
Probably one of the
beer.
Biggest beer producers in the world, you know.
Yeah, that's like the whole David and Goliath thing. But
we're wrong about that fact, go ahead and write into the show.
Yeah, please do.
And we might correct ourselves next time.
Sure. Or we'll deny it. So this is pretty good beer, but I can't rave about it as a Hefeweizen. It's just a nice drinking beer. So, okay, well, we got a lot more stuff coming up.
We have
up.
Some good music this time.
Yeah, and this is something that I had a band coming, and they didn't deliver. So I had to go scrounge around and get some music. So we got a couple of songs that I went to PodSafe Audio and grabbed. So we're going to promote them. Not Memphis folks, but they are playing the blues. So they got a little Memphis influence somewhere. And this first one we got is David Henderson from the album For You, For Me. And this is We Gotta Go.
When I wake up in
We're back. That was David Henderson, and we just had all kinds of fascinating conversations that we wish you could have heard while that
we
was going on.
We should have recorded some of it.
We probably should have. But I was talking about, we don't really have a food segment today, but I was talking about where I went for lunch, and I was very pleased to find a Mexican restaurant here in Collierville.
This
beautiful
will be a new
segment
for the show. Where did Dick go to lunch?
Yeah, where did we eat? But it was a great restaurant, and I knew that I'd found the right place because I was the minority. I was the guy standing out in the crowd, the lone white guy in the place. All Hispanic folk, all of them coming in. And, you know, we're in there and ordering off of the menu, and we got just some really good stuff. But one of the things I was talking about was the taco that I had. Now, these aren't your Taco Bell hard corn jobbers. These are handmade corn tortillas with barbacoa, which is Mexican barbecue.
Do you mean tacos? Just kidding, folks.
The tacos were like minute, about 4 inches across. And what they do is they put this barbecue, this shredded pork that they cooked, and they simmer it a little bit in a sauce, which is different from what we do. And they put that on there, and then they layer on top of it chopped white onions and a ton of cilantro. So it's a very, you get like a pork, a barbecue taste with the onions and with this lime burst from the cilantro. Very good. And it's something that if you haven't gone to an authentic Mexican restaurant, not a chain, I mean one where you're the person standing out, that's where you need to go and try the real Mexican food. It's great.
I just remembered I never finished. The reason I brought up the boys is because you were talking about quesadilla. And these old bachelor boys, the boys, they mispronounce everything. Like, they always call me Boozin. Like, they just...
Boozin?
Yeah, Boozin.
That's
then,
a cute nickname.
And then
how is that a
mispronunciation? How did they come up with that?
And then Ken
Boozin, Susan?
No, but anyway, like, instead of... my maiden name was Casper Bauer, and they could never say it. They said cast a ballot. Anyway, they for the quesadillas, they like to order those when they go out to eat. But somebody one time was like, "How do you pronounce that?" And they go, "Oh yeah, it's pronounced just like quesabeer." So we always say quesabeer, and so that's how they pronounce quesadillas. And so whenever I hear quesadilla, it reminds me of the boys who call
it
quesabeers.
Quesabeers.
That's what they call it.
So they go to their restaurant and they said, "Let me have a beef quesabeer."
Yeah. And they don't know that they're mispronouncing it. They think that's the way you're supposed to say it.
Well, when you're in your 70s and 80s, you can get away with
that. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. So anyway, that was to bring it all back.
So we're into the Kolsch.
Right. And this is still going down the Schlafly line. And I'm looking at my papers for something. I don't have anything.
I'm not seeing
it
on the website, but the bottle's pretty well documented.
Well, I got a summer Kolsch.
Well, it's a Schlafly summer Kolsch. It's a golden-colored, medium-bodied, crisp and refreshing ale. The style, which, turn the bottle, originated in Cologne, is well-balanced, mild-mannered, and perfect companion for the lazy days of summer.
Right. And this is a light beer.
What are you calling it? A summer what? Kolsch?
Summer Kolsch.
Yes, call it a Kolsch. It's
that
a
mean?
Style of beer, okay. Kolsch.
With the little umlaut over the
The little O with the two dots over the top. So it's Kolsch.
I don't know.
We're reasonably certain we're pronouncing that correctly. But this is another one of those that you can suck down in a hurry.
Well, drawing upon my vast experience as a German heritage. Yes, that's right.
So what kind of food would you think this would be good with? What
hot dogs.
it's a summer drinking beer.
Yeah.
Would it be good with the
bratwurst?
Oh, what would be
good with the crawfish? I think this would be an excellent beer with the crawfish. Because you were talking about crawfish.
That's a big...
And we saw one coming up next weekend, Mugs and Bugs Festival.
Yes, we did. Where did we see that? We saw
at the Flying Saucer, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But what were you going
to
say?
That's a big thing in this area to have crawfish.
Crawfish,
bowl.
That's right.
Yeah, and
that's right.
What it is.
Eat the tail and suck the head.
You just throw all these crawfish in a big pot, and then you throw in some.
Old Bay.
And some potatoes and some corn on the cob.
Onions.
And then you just kind of spoon it all out and throw it on a table that's covered with newspaper.
Right.
And
that's
eat it.
That's actually,
well, the way I
that's
got
actually
it was
a New England
bucket.
Boil.
Do what?
That's a New England boil is what that's called. When you throw in the potatoes and the corn and stuff.
I've had Baltimore crab that way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's from the north.
Oh.
But because there are no lobsters indigenous to the Mississippi River.
Yeah, not a lot.
We got crawdads.
Yeah. So, what would be the difference between a crawdad?
Crawdad?
Same thing. That's just what some other
people call it. Crawfish, mud bug, crayfish.
Okay. All the same.
Same thing.
I'd only heard them called crawfish. But
really?
Yeah,
never heard crawdad?
I knew that was a word. I didn't know it was the same thing.
When I was
kidding, they're right out here. We're about 200 feet from crawdads.
Do they have some in our lake?
Yes, they do.
Out in the creek?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten any of them?
We'll open the trailer door, go out there, and we'll hunt some mud bugs.
How do you catch them? With a net?
With your hand. They pinch a little. They don't hurt that much. But anyway, this is kind of crawdad season.
Yes,
we've got a bunch of events
that's
coming up, and that's a big deal. Like you said, it's a big deal around here in the South because there's a lot of them. They're cheap as can be.
It's big fun. We went to a big crawfish bowl last year.
Well, now that you mention it, I saw some kids out in the lake, and that must be what they're doing. They're out there looking for crawdads.
Could be.
Crawfish.
Yeah.
But they had one, and they had all the kids like in swimming baby pools and stuff, and they would throw some of the live ones in the baby pools, and that was fun for the kids.
To snap at the babies?
I guess so, yeah.
That's cool. Well, probably amusing for the children.
We have to turn off the Beer Babes mic until she finishes her kolsch.
Okay. Yeah, because we're getting into our next stout. Yeah, because we got six of these guys. We're getting into a stout. We're going dark. And we had a little discussion about stouts last night. It's a clever segue into...
if he does say so himself.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be here all week. We went to our inaugural pilgrimage to the Flying Saucer in Cordova.
Which is a neighboring suburb.
Right. And the Flying Saucer is a tap house. Got a bunch of beers on tap. Got a ton of bottles. Great place. And
if you're interested, go to www.beernerd.com.
Right. That's how you spell nerd. Beerkanerd.com.
But there's a good one downtown. Like,
right.
When you make
and
it
was the original.
This trip, you need to do
that. That was the original
downtown.
Or...
The original here.
I thought the original's out of Texas.
Yeah, they're in Texas, Florida, Knoxville. They're around, right? But for us, that's a big deal because it's one of about the only place you can go get a really wide selection of beers. So we knew about downtown, but you go down there, there's a lot of 20-somethings down there,
right? This is the one with the plates all over the wall?
Yes.
I mean the ceiling?
Yes,
okay.
That's the one. So you can be a member of the plate club if you drink about $700 worth of beer. So what we did
some
was
of it
we
really
went,
bad beer.
Yeah, you got to wade through the bad ones. So we went to the one out in Cordova. And Cordova is not a downtown happening place, right?
No,
so we go in and we're out there and Rick and I climb out of the vehicle and our first sign that we weren't in urban Memphis, we saw a beer bottle sitting there on the curb. Somebody had left. And it wasn't a Budweiser or a Colt 45 Malt Liquor.
It was a Sam Adams.
It was a Sam Adams like seasonal or summer grains or something. It was just like, okay, we're not in Memphis anymore.
Yeah, so you curbside drunks are drinking Sam Adams.
Yeah,
it's a little more upscale.
So you have to ask the drunks, wouldn't you like to loosen your tie and remove your jacket?
Yeah.
But we go in there, and it's an older crowd. And like the 30-somethings instead of 20-somethings. And it was family-oriented.
They were your age, Susan.
Mom and dad are getting their drunk on, and the kids are sitting next to them wearing their little baseball uniforms and stuff, and they're drinking the draft root beer that they've got there. So it was something for the whole family. So we went there, and we took
We don't condone that, by the way.
No.
Whatever you wanted.
Drinking root beer?
No, dragging the kids to the bar.
Yeah. No, there wasn't that many there, but it was something though that you could if you wanted to drop in.
Yeah, but
have
it
a little
saves
family.
Money on the babysitter, and then you have more money for beer.
Yeah,
of course, we brought Dick's child to the bar.
Yeah, we did. We brought my oldest child. He's 22,
and he was drinking right
and
along
with his girlfriend who was a confirmed Bud Light
who wants
drinker.
To listen to the show.
She does.
She wants to hear us talk about our night out,
Misty. wants to hear us mention that she only drinks Bud Light. But she was willing to try a couple of beers, and we ordered a number of different flights of beers.
Mm-hmm. And you can make your own sampler, which was fun,
and,
for $7.50.
This is typical at tap houses, and it's a great way to learn about beer, right?
Yes.
You go and ideally go with somebody who knows
a little
something.
I always do that at a brew pub.
Yeah, and you just order flights and try different things. And so we ran across a couple we hadn't had, and enjoyed ourselves immensely.
And one of the beers that I've heard talked about all the time everywhere was the Dogfish Head 90 Minute.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to admit it. Sorry.
That was
but
great.
I had never had one until last night.
And you used a word.
It was excellent.
When you had it, you don't remember what you
delightful.
Said.
I was drinking at the time, Dick.
Rick says.
And I'm drinking now.
I've had an epiphany.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I remember that. It's burned into my memory from last
time. So who all went? You two? And the wives too?
I was the fifth wheel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My woman
Rick
didn't want to go on a
wheel.
Date with us.
But. Yeah. But so it was fun. I mean, we had a good time. And then we went to a movie, The Sentinel, with Michael Douglas and Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer is reproducing the Jack Bauer role. Did a good job. Kiefer Sutherland, or Michael Douglas is just fumbling around. And it would have been a great hour movie.
And Blair
on
Brown
television.
Did a cameo.
Yeah, Blair Brown,
for about 30
good
seconds.
Actor. Yeah,
ooh, did she slip?
Yeah,
I remember the Days and Nights of Molly Brown or whatever that show was.
Yep. There was that, and then they also had the
She's
guy
changed.
From Homicide: Life on the Streets who played Pimbleton. He was the guy that got killed right off the bat. So anyway, that was our movie review
from the Flying Saucer. Just looking at their price selections, they've got all sorts of indicators and squiggly lines and icons, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're deceptive little things.
The little black triangle, $2.50.
$2.50.
That's a $2.50 beer.
That's a cheap beer. That would be a Bud Light.
And your little American aviator star inside a circle, $30 beer.
Yeah. You got to watch out for that one.
Watch
there
out.
There needs to be something extra coming with a $30 beer.
Yeah, like they rub your shoulders or something.
That would be the beer with the lap dance, you
yeah.
know?
That's a lot.
So anyway, you got to be extremely careful looking at your little squiggly marks and signs when you're
Yeah, that's kind of where they get a little deceptive. They got they put it right there, and they've got all these nice little legends for the beers. But Susan, look at this. They've got so many goofy little symbols.
Oh, my.
There's no way you'll know what you're getting.
So on the menu, instead of just saying, like, Amstel Light.
$5
or
whatever.
It's an Amstel Light and a black diamond. Then you have to go to the pricing key
to figure
out. To see that the black diamond means $4.25.
Exactly.
That, my friends, is tricky.
Right.
So you need to pick your sign, like the triangle, which would be the $2.50 beer.
$2.50.
And only go for the triangles.
And so,
or tell your date you are only allowed to get a black triangle.
Right. Don't order anything over a black triangle.
If you see a star that is encircled in black, you're in big trouble. You're not.
And how would you feel if you went on a date and your date said, don't pick a squiggly line, don't pick a an inverted triangle.
So that's a complaint about the menu. But one of the things, though, that we noticed, and Rick picked this up last night, because we'd been talking about Imperial Stouts. We did an Imperial Stout show a while back. And one of the ones we had was a Stone Imperial Stout. That was just one of the beers. And he noticed on here, if we hadn't had the misfortune to order one, we'd have paid $30.
Wow. Yeah, so imagine you know, you're out for an evening. You can drink three or four beers, maybe.
But the Stone Imperial Stout, that's
that
a tasty
up.
Beverage, but it's not a $30 beer.
That's a house payment.
Yeah. Well, a mobile home payment.
Exactly.
But
so do they have food there?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
They got a whole food. Yeah, they have a whole food. We had a German plate with a selection of cheeses. We had a Spanish Manchego, a Wisconsin Blue.
Nice snort.
And we had
a
French
selection
brie.
Of cheeses. A delightful selection
it
of cheese.
It was wonderful.
We had a fromage.
It was a manly selection of cheese.
Had we been in France, I'd be the fromage.
We took turns punching each other as we bit into our cheese.
Yeah. Well, I had the wings.
Okay,
no.
So what are we drinking?
About Hooters.
Hooters.
We're having the oatmeal stout. It's a rich, full-bodied stout with sweetness from caramel malt, bitterness from roasted, turned to bottle, barley, and smoothness from flaked oats. This sure is to satisfy even a heartiest stout lover.
This is about the most a mainstream stout.
It's good.
It's very good. And we had some last night, and we ordered a Young's Double Chocolate Oatmeal Stout. Or
we
double
had milk,
chocolate stout.
Milk stouts also.
And we had a milk stout. But we thought my wife and Trey's girlfriend would enjoy the chocolate idea. It wasn't like what you had.
Where was that chocolate one?
It wasn't like what you had. The Sam Adams chocolate stout.
The Tickle chocolate beer.
Tickle beer?
Yeah. No, that was Sam Adams Extreme, though.
Where do you get that one?
I got it in California somewhere.
You can only get
it
in
California. Well,
Tom's
I haven't
California.
Seen it here.
Do I need to call him right now?
You do. You should tell him to bring a bottle back.
He took an extra backpack.
Oh, good. Okay, yes, good. Yes, he learned from us. Okay,
yes,
good.
Well, I hope he's going to look for Alesmith because everyone wants
to. Yeah, we gave him a shopping list.
Oh, you did? Okay.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
He's Check in this, San Diego this. Right now, and then he's driving down to what's that place?
Tijuana.
He said something about a donkey show. I don't even know what that means, but that's what he said.
He's going to do a Tijuana donkey show? I believe that's. I think that's the ballet.
Okay.
They just call it the donkey show. But
I don't know, but that's what he said.
That's Senor
right.
Burro.
So the stout, the Schlafly.
That's what
Schlafly.
I get with 2 years of Spanish. I can see Burro.
Okay. And came out really well. You'd have fit right in the Mexican restaurant I went to today. No one would have known.
You went today?
Yeah.
So it's open on Sundays?
After church.
Yeah.
Got the church discount.
We are now doing the coffee stout, so.
Okay. All right. And so I'm still. So this is a regular stout that I had, which has coffee taste.
Coffee flavors.
That's a big foamy head.
Okay. So, yeah, the stouts do tend to
We're all
to
about
foam.
The big foamy head.
When you said something about Bud Light, it made me think of, I just read this somewhere on a place that shall not be named because I don't want to get on somebody's nerves. But somewhere I just read somebody's little tagline or whatever it's called at the bottom of your signature. There said, for people that like, wait, now I'm going to say this wrong. It's because people that like light beer don't really like beer. They just like to pee a lot. I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
That is funny.
I don't know who said it. And I won't say where
we
you can
won't
find
say
it.
Where you can find that, but there might be a link off of our homepage, perhaps.
And there's all kinds of funny stuff there.
But did you know I went in there and tweaked it a little bit? I took pull with both hands off.
Well, okay, fine.
So I think they're pretty much dead.
You just have your way with the website, why
sorry,
don't you? So, now that we've crucified
you
one
can put
podcast,
them back if you want.
But speaking of podcasts, I do want to encourage everybody who has made it this far listening to go and look at the link that we're going to have to our commercial. Okay. We just did a commercial for a beer show, and
it's worth the download.
It's worth the download.
You can see
it's a video. You can see us.
It's educational.
The view of the creek from
that's right.
It's nice how y'all did that little deck off the back of the trailer.
From his triple wide.
I know. Well, if you got enough plywood and 2x4s, you can nail it up to the trailer, and it'll hold pretty good.
That means you're not going anywhere. I'm so glad y'all did that.
I got the wheels off, and we're up on
blocks.
You know,
Tom refuses to take the wheels off just in case we need to run.
You know, you can sell
those.
Yeah. Did we ever mention that we're part of a trailer court? A mobile home court. And yes. Susan is indeed a mobile home princess.
Yes, I'm That's running right. for Miss...
Miss All Your Teeth, I think. Isn't that what it is?
What's the name of our trailer court? I can't even remember the official name.
The Collardville Trailer Park.
Something like
Well,
that.
You know, there is one downtown or out by where I work. It's called the Jip You and Go Mobile Home Park. But anyway... please check out the download our tribute to the Unibrew Brewing Company. And we just like it so much, you can see what we look like.
Some troglodytes would say Unibrow.
Yeah, they could. You know, who would say Unibrow?
That sounds like a waxing
So we're drinking the Schlafly coffee stout. And this has got some coffee.
It has some coffee. I'm
and
loving
I don't know
this.
If you remember... I gave you some of my Starbucks porter. Uh-huh. This is a lot like that. Better done.
Of course, you're – no.
No, this is better done. This is a very
Well, that's
coffee.
The one where you stood there and you made 3 gallons of espresso, right?
Brewed with love.
I 1 ounce
that's
at
right.
a time.
All right, 3 gallons of espresso and about 6 ounces of love. But
that's
this
wrong.
is – Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
So this is good beer.
I thought it was a little salty.
Very good. This is a breakfast beer for sure. This is good with bacon and eggs.
All right, this has to be a tremendous segment we got.
It is. Well, don't worry about the time. We got lots of audio to burn. But we do have one more musical interlude. So why don't we take a listen here? This is kind of a short song, but it's real powerful. Another one from podsafeaudio.com. This is Mark Scott and Blue Thunder, Mark Scott La Mountain and the Blue Thunder Band with Blue Mountain Boogie. There you go.
Dang, say that's five times fast.
They can't even say it once.
Take it easy, baby. Take it nice and slow. Shake what your mama gave you and just get it on the floor. Get lost in the music tonight. Get yourself loose and have a good time. Forget about your troubles, leave them all behind. Cause the Blue Thunder Boogie gonna blow your mind. Well, the house is really jumping. There ain't nobody holding back. The sound is really pumping to the boogie blues attack. Gonna get lost in the music tonight. Get yourself loose and have a good time. Forget about your troubles, leave them all behind. Cause the Blue Thunder Boogie gonna blow your mind. Blue Thunder Boogie. Party's never ending. Nobody's heading for the door. Gonna get lost in the music tonight. Get yourself loose and have a good time. Forget about your troubles, leave them all behind. Cause the Blue Thunder Boogie gonna blow your mind. Blue Thunder Boogie, it's gonna blow your mind. Blue Thunder Boogie.
So that was Mark Scott La Mountain. It's a hell of a name.
I want to hear you say the name of the band and the name of the song again.
It's And the Blue Thunder. I wrote it down wrong.
Susan, you're mean.
I wrote it down wrong. I wrote the same thing twice.
You mean
it's like Mark Scott La Mountain and the Blue Thunder Band, and it's Blue Mountain Boogie,
Blue Mountain Boogie.
I'm pretty sure that's correct. But it's at podcast, podsafeaudio.com. Feel free to go there. Click on the blues genre. And they got a lot of good music. And we'll be bringing in some Memphis artists next week.
We're finishing the six-pack from Kenny's dad, friend of the show, right. Kenny.
And we said, what was your verdict on the coffee stout?
I loved it. That was good really stuff. Good stuff.
Very I like highly Jake's recommended. Better, but I was over.
You should try to find the Schlafly. Schlafly?
Or Schlafly, even.
Can I ask you a question about this big foamy head here?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is off. This big foamy head specifically is off the pail.
That's about a 2.5 finger.
Well, I thought... Y'all know I do not know anything about beer. I don't know anything about anything, but I'm learning. But I thought you tried to pour it where there wasn't a big foamy head.
No,
this brings out more of the aroma.
One of our new friends who I've been conversing with. We haven't had him on the show yet. He actually has a link to something that shows the proper way to pour a beer.
Because, you know, all the keggers I went to, like, in college and stuff, they're like, oh, you don't know how to pour it. Cause, you know,
well, that's because of rat piss at the horn.
Yeah. No, like, you're supposed
here
to
you're
pour.
You're actually trying to extract the head.
The technical, and it does vary by type,
though. I thought if you tilted the glass, it made it less heady.
It does. It does. But the thing is, you want to have a little bit because you want to aerate the beer. So if you, the deal is,
I'm trying to bring out the aroma.
The official way to pour a beer, generically, is tilt the glass 45 degree angle, fill it up to halfway to almost three quarters, then straighten it up so that you finish with a 2 to 3 finger tall head, about 1.5 to 2 inch head.
Because how many times did I hear this in college? It's all foam, man.
That's but that's because you're drinking rat piss, like, okay. You know, and foamy so, rat
and you don't
piss
get
is just not good. You know?
So, but in general, like, the bigger the foam is, the better?
No, not necessarily. It depends on the type of beer, and some beers, depending on the sugars, are going to be higher carbonated and going to produce a larger foam. So you've got to control it. You want to have a nice presentation, but it's the aeration of the beer itself. That you want to pour it enough to get the beer invigorated and stirred up, especially one like the Hefeweizen we had earlier, had a little yeast in it. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you want to stir that a little, and you can do that with some tilting of the glass and getting it a little stirred up.
Well, and the manly swirl.
The manly swirl, right.
Yeah.
But, and so like this beer that we're drinking now, what are we drinking?
Which is the pale ale from...
Okay, and this will be a hoppy beer, high alcohol.
We hope.
And,
of course, last night we had the 90 minutes. So
yeah, we had a 90 minute, which is like 9% alcohol. But this, you notice that the head's been, while we've been talking, has decreased significantly.
I would say dissipated.
And I think
a
lot
of
that.
The more you talk, that happens sometimes. Okay.
So,
it goes down.
So we've got an IPA.
The big head goes down the more you talk.
People don't like talking.
That's right. Quit talking, get to drinking.
Yeah.
So have you had the IPA yet? The big head goes down as you talk.
Perfect for those hot summer days and nights, as well as cozy winter fire.
Another good one for the crawfish bowl. Let's have it. Let's do it.
This
is
like
a rich amber-colored, medium-bodied British-style ale with smooth, mild hop character.
This is an IPA or is it pale ale?
Just says pale ale.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, this is not an IPA. This is a pale ale. Yeah, it's good. Not very hoppy, though.
Y'all need to have the crawfish bowl so I can write about it, because the last thing
you
I
are
buying a crawfish.
I think that will be our next segment.
The last.
We'll have to do a little crawfish boil.
The last function I went to.
Or is this just beer talk?
Is it the beer talking?
The last function I went to was the Contemporary Club's 70th anniversary, and those women are...
You name dropper.
How can you be contemporary if you're 70 years old?
Because I did ask one of the women that. I asked. First of all, I figured out that she was probably 95 because one of her friends said... Yeah, you know.
Five more years, you're a century.
No, Carolyn, they said Carolyn used to babysit till she turned 90 for her grandkids.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, we're talking about my society column and the Hot Society of Collierville. And the Contemporary Club, those women are all in their, like, 70s, 80s, 90s, mostly.
Well, don't be age discriminatory.
I'm not.
They're
I was
fun
there.
People.
Oh, yeah. It was very nice. It was very nice. We were at an old house on North Rowlett. On this side of the railroad tracks.
Rowlett? I thought it was Rowlett.
We always say Rowlett. But
that's
one of those
that's the bad
houses.
Side of the tracks, though, isn't it?
No, north, our side.
Okay. That's
I
a good
mean,
side?
The other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our side. The
so,
better
yes.
trailer parks
yes,
are on the north
yes.
side. Okay.
But anyway, yeah, y'all need to have the crawfish bowl, and I'll write all about that.
I hear you.
Make y'all sound sweet.
We'll have to have some kind of thing. That's a good idea, though.
Well, are they
going to
have one at the church again this year?
In the South,
I like that one.
It is
that's the one the Burnses do.
Traditional summer food,
exactly.
Crawfish bowls.
Oh, we need to get some
good
St. Louis or some New Orleans people.
So, well, that's true. They have nowhere to go.
It won't be long before
bring
the
here.
Neighborhood has
so
a
the
big
pale ale we
pig
have.
Roast.
You said there's an amber colored, medium
yeah.
body British style ale with smooth, mildly hoppy character.
No, okay, who does crawfish boils?
So, this pale ale was honestly, it's good beer, but it's.
It's good beer.
I thought
it was
going to
be an IPA, but
no.
Yeah.
I think with the Schlafly's, their coffee stout was
the coffee stout was the best
out
yeah.
beer. It was a just jump up in your
it's
face.
Not quite
beer.
As good as a Unibrew.
No, of course not.
Maudite. La Maudite.
La Maudite.
Which is one of the best beers ever made.
I think it's French for damn fine ale.
Damn fine.
That's right. So, well, good stuff. Good beers. A lot of good ideas. Visit the website. Download our fantastic beer commercial that we filmed. You can see us live and in living color.
How did we not have a show snack?
We missed it. No,
it just
no food on this show.
I was busy cutting the grass and whatnot.
We're so destitute for food. I had to talk about the Mexican food I had for lunch. That's how bad we got. So that's it. I got nothing.
Yesterday was our big neighborhood garage sale.
Oh,
my
God. Because you know we were in Nashville for the
We made $28.
Yeah, that's all right. We had the garage sale.
$28.
And this is something that should – I think there should be federal laws against it.
I love it. My wife, she goes out there. Well, I'm going to try and sell these lamps I just spent $250 for. Maybe I can get 50 cents for them?
Yeah.
So
what are you doing, woman?
There, yeah. If you ever needed a reason to have a beer, it's a garage sale.
Yeah, so I was brewing beer during the garage sale.
Beer,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, I did.
Did anybody want to buy beer from you?
One guy was trying to convince his son to start brewing beer for money. Apparently, his son was.
So you were like
lackadaisical guy without a.
You
income.
Were like taunting people, though.
Yes, I was.
You
go,
were
what
making
are you?
Beer in front of them.
They said, "What are you cooking?" I go, "I'm cooking beer."
Yeah.
Beer.
So, did y'all have a garage sale here?
No, I refused to participate.
Yeah, no,
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, because one time we just spent 20 hours prepping and doing the garage sale, and we made $50, so it was about $2.50.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, if you make $2 an hour, you're doing really, really good.
Yeah, I'd rather give it away to the disabled veterans or something.
Well, we are now so destitute for conversation
Starving.
We're talking
Let's
about.
Let's go eat.
Okay.
Where y'all taking me?
Let's stand by for our Alt Beer show sometime.
All right.
If we can find some old beers.
Wind it up. We'll be back next time with some live Memphis music, and it sounds like we're going to have to come up with some crawfish.
Yeah, let's do a crawfish boil. And let's see, we have Memphis and May Music Festival coming up. We have the Memphis
That's right.
And
we
May,
got a lot. May is going to be a huge
festival.
Month.
We have our association pig roast.
We got all kinds of stuff. That's right. We got all kinds of things coming up. Stay tuned.
We have Susan
in.
The Beer Babe going to all sorts of different
That's
parties.
Right.
5-year-old birthday parties.
That's
and
right. And she is available to work in other states. Just post your comments on the website.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Drive safe.